Hello and welcome back to Up and Over, our podcast where we talk about upcoming and overlooked media. I'm Amanda Hammond.
I'm Cindy McBee.
How's it going, y'all?
It's going. I got some stories, I guess.
You got some stories? You want to jump right into it, Cindy McBee?
Let's start off with number one.
Number one.
Number one story. A month ago, I had this really, really bad period. Like, I was like, damn, this is the most painful period of my life. My cramps were so bad to the point where, like, I, like, was on, like, the ground, and I was like, should I go get Amanda and have her take me to the hospital? But then I was like, that's crazy. It's my period. I'm a hypochondriac. It's just really bad this time. And then a couple days later, you know, I'm doing what I do in the bathroom, and all of a sudden this thing falls on the ground, and I was like, what the fuck? It was a kidney stone.
Oh my gosh.
I passed an entire kidney stone without even knowing.
Sydney stone.
A Sydney stone.
That's insane. That's like, yeah.
I
feel like that happens to you a lot, though, because, like, half the time you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is nothing, like, whatever, it's just me being me, but, like, it's something bad.
Every time where I'm like, oh, it's something bad, and I go to the doctor, they're like, you're fine. But every time I don't go to the doctor because I'm like, oh, I'm just overreacting, I'm, like, dying.
Yeah.
I'm passing a whole-ass kidney stone without realizing.
That's...
Like, who passes a kidney stone just... on their willy period. Nilly. So just watch your cheese intake, because I was eating lots of cheese because it was Christmas and you eat cheese during Christmas time.
That dairy, it gets you.
So
lactate.
And I was like, I'm gonna stop eating cheese, and here I am eating a bunch of cheese every single day. It's just, cheese is good.
Cheese is good.
I can't get away from it as much
it's
as
like,
I try.
We're in Wisconsin, too, and, you know, it's the cheese state.
We the state of cheese.
People love cheese here. They go crazy for it. It's better than any drug. That's what the Wisconsinites say.
Yeah, I don't know a single person who's addicted to drugs. That's a lie. But I know a lot of people who are addicted to cheese.
That sounds like a band name.
Addicted to cheese. Welcome to our set. We're addicted to cheese. And then we go, nacho. We love nacho cheese. Provolone. Pepper Jack.
Munster.
American cheddar.
Oh.
Yeah, we like that cheese.
Get it. Yum.
I don't know what's happening. But also, I got a cat. Or like, okay, I'm fostering a baby kitten.
She's the cutest thing ever.
And her name's Honey. And the only reason, and like, we're probably gonna adopt her, like, I can't see us not adopting her, because, like, she's now my baby. But my girlfriend comes home and she goes, there's this cat. And I was like, okay. She goes, the cat almost died of pneumonia, and its name is Honey, and your last name is McBee, and guess what, I almost died of pneumonia.
That's too many coincidences.
I was like,
that's like, that cat was destined to be yours.
Yeah, I was like, I know the pain. I know the feeling when your lungs are collapsing and you can't get the air into your body and all you want to do is eat some cheese.
Pass a kidney stone.
Pass a kidney stone. So I got this little kitten. And she's the cutest thing, but it's also kind of like making me feel like I really wanted a baby, you know? And now I'm like, because I have to wake up every day, 6 a.m., give her meds, nebulize her, gotta do it 6 p.m., always have to find, like, I'm like, Amanda, can you check on her while I'm at work to make sure she's doing okay? And, like, she's up all night playing with her little toys, and I'm like, I'm exhausted.
It's exhausting being a parent.
I feel like I aged, like, 20 years. I'm like, I haven't slept more than, like, 6 hours a night.
You're such, like, a worrywart with her, too.
I'm like, Amanda, check on her. Is she okay? Were you checking her before you leave? I'm like, what is she doing? She's laying on the bed, and I'm like, okay. She's
the cutest cat in the world. I'm so genuinely in love with her. She's all I talk about.
She was born on Halloween.
So cool. Literally a cool cat.
She's only 3 pounds. Oh. Well, she's only 3 months old, but also 3 pounds. She's so tiny. Like,
she's so small.
And she just loves people.
Oh my god, she does. She sometimes, like, will crawl on my chest and just, like, sleep there. And I'm like, I love you so much, you cutie patootie.
She's always licking my face to let me know she loves me. And I'm like, I love you too. But then sometimes she bites it and I'm like, ow.
Oh yeah, she does like to do that too when she's, like, not in a loving mood. She wants to be playful and she's like trying to bite you, and I'm like, oh, like, what are you gonna do? She like bites you and she's like what are you gonna do?
I'm like, I gotta teach you not to bite, but also you're so freaking cute that I don't know how to make you stop. Because it's like, when she's old, that's gonna hurt.
But I think that's also very funny because you're not like a cat person too. Like,
I'm really not. I don't know what it is about. If it was any other cat, I don't think I would want the cat.
Yeah.
It's because this cat's like a dog. Like, she plays fetch. Like, she's got this favorite toy. It's a little fishy fish.
Oh my god.
With some shimmers on it. And, like, she literally will bring it to me, drop it in my hand, and stare at me until I throw it for her to go get. And she'll bring it back, and we'll do this a million times until I'm like, I can't do this no more. Like, she fucking just loves to play catch. And I'm like, are you a dog? And she plays me, too. Like, I walk out of the room for, like, 2 seconds, and I can hear her meowing. And I'm damn. And I'm like, okay, I'm back. What do you need? And then she's just like, play with me. And I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to pee.
Oh, she's so cute. I love her so much. Oh,
she's the cutest. She's annoying, but she's cute. She's a little rascal. So how's your life?
You know, my life's been okay. I've recently come down with the sickness that's kind of like coming through Wisconsin. Not the flu. Have you heard about that?
The flu or
that new virus
that I can't say.
Yeah,
that's just hit Wisconsin.
Isn't that insane?
I don't know which one's worse though, the flu or that virus.
Definitely the virus.
You think?
Yeah, especially if it's like untreated.
I don't get what it is.
It's like, I don't really know what it is either. But I know that it's bad and that people are like really freaked out because they're like, this is worse than war. It's gonna take out millions.
I don't think it is. I thought it was like the equivalent of the flu. Because the flu is bad. Like, when you get the flu, it's bad.
Yeah, but this is like slightly worse because it's like, I want to say it's like more contagious. I don't really know what I'm talking about. So I just started watching a documentary about it. So maybe I'll have more information the next time.
Watch both of us get it.
Oh my gosh, we both die.
It would be our luck.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, anyways, I got the sickness. So I've been kind of like dealing with that for this past 2 weeks. You know, I just really don't feel like a real person. Every day I wake up and I'm like, who am I? What am I talking about? What's going on?
What's going on?
My whole week's just been kind of a mess. Yeah.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah. ain't that crazy?
It's been a rough couple weeks.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Every time we feels get on like here, it. We're like, life sucks.
We're like, damn, somebody help us out, man.
I can apply. If any of y'all can get me a job, a film job, or honestly, a job.
Same. Hit us up.
Because I get like 5 rejection letters a day.
Oh my gosh. I'm on Indeed because I applied 2 jobs on Indeed, but I also like apply on like websites and stuff.
Yeah.
But on just Indeed, guess how many jobs I've applied to?
125. Damn. The job market's
rough. You know how many people have responded to me?
One.
Like 2. And one of them was like, we can set up a phone interview. And then the other one was like, we're looking at other applicants.
Oh, damn. That's the worst. It's like, well, we decided to go with another person. I'm like, what makes that person better than me?
I'm like, okay, but consider this.
Don't go me? With them. Consider this. We're desperate, and desperate people work hard.
That's true. I'm a pretty hard worker.
You're a really hard worker.
I'm a really hard worker. I'm a great employee.
I'm an okay. No, I'm for the most, I'm a good employee. No, I am a good. I work.
Yeah, you work.
I mean,
you're a good employee.
I run the fucking restore, so
that's, you know, that takes some skill
and patience.
Oh,
college kids are annoying. They are so privileged. Not they're all of them. I'm just talking about the ones that who live in the building that I work at, because they're all rich.
They're, yeah.
Because they live in the fancy dorm, so if you can afford to live in the fancy dorm, and, like, I go outside and there's, like, Lexuses and Range Rovers and shit just parked on the street of Milwaukee, I'm like, you're gonna get your shit stolen.
Yeah.
You're fucking privileged. I almost got into a car crash this morning.
What?
Because I was trying to back up and get into my alleyway because someone was pulling out of the alley. So I parked on the side and then I went to back up and, like, my car got stuck. So I, like, hit the reverse and it went, whoo, and I almost hit a car.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't expect it to go. So also, my car almost didn't start this morning. So I don't know what's up with that.
Ooh, do you have enough gas?
Yeah, it's halfway full.
Dang.
And it's weird. It's not as cold. It shouldn't be frozen. Like, it's not that cold. It's like 35 out.
Maybe your battery's, like, running low.
I hope not. I'm broke.
Oh, no.
I'm so broke.
Listen, having a car is nice, but it's, like, so stressful.
It's hella expensive. You gotta pay insurance, you gotta find a spot to park, and you gotta pay for gas, you gotta pay for your registration.
And then, like, all the shit that, like, happens to the car that just, like, you can't help.
Yeah, like, your emission purge valve just stops working all of a sudden when you're on a road trip.
Somebody backs into your car on the snowiest day of the year.
It breaks down when you're out of town.
Damn. It's rough out here. We always just take a turn for the worst, don't we?
I just don't understand. It's like, we work so hard, but for what?
You know, something good's gonna happen. I can feel it.
Can you?
Listen, you said a couple months ago something good was gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's gonna. Yeah.
Maybe, like, 30 years down the line.
30 years down the line, something good will happen.
I'm 55, and my body's wrecked from switching job for job because the job market sucks.
Your joints are non-existent. They're all worn down.
We're both, like, can't move.
We're like, oh, my
back. But we win a $5 off, like, a $1 scratcher. We're like, we knew something good was going to happen. Like,
this is it. This is what we've been waiting for. And then we just die afterwards.
And we never get to spend the $5.
But yeah, I guess I can tell you guys an update on that man that was exposing himself at my record store.
Your record store.
Mine, specifically. He came in again, I think, like, 2 weekends ago on Sunday when it was, like, just me working in the morning because my coworker was, like, running late. So he, like, comes in and he was, like, I didn't recognize him at first because he hadn't come in a while, and I, you know, I only work on Sundays. Well, lately I've been working more, but...
For the most part.
For the most part, I only work on Sundays, so I don't really see a lot of people. But he came in, and he was like, do you recognize me or whatever? And I was like, I don't know. And then... my coworker came in and I was like, hey, is that guy? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, fuck this, I'm kicking him out. And then I kicked him out of the store.
What did you, like, say to him?
I was like, I just went up to him and I was like, oh, actually, I do recognize you. Your picture's behind the counter. It wasn't. I was like, your picture's behind the counter. You gotta leave. You're banned from our store. Like, sorry. And he was like, what? What for? Like, why? And I was like, okay, you're gonna act like you don't know?
Is that what you said?
No. I said, for exposing yourself in our store multiple times.
And he was just like...
He was like, okay. And then he, like, left. But he didn't go all the way. We have, like, a breezeway area, and he was just, like, standing there looking at me and my coworker through the window, and we were, like, pointing through the window being like, leave, but he wasn't going, so I, like, walked over to him, and then he, like, went out the door, and I was like, this is some bullshit.
I would have been like, I'm gonna call the cops if you don't leave.
He, like, went without a problem, but...
I just hate men who are, like... He literally was, like, trying to goat you. He was like, do you recognize me? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I recognize you and your fucking ass dick.
Oh my gosh. Your thong.
Ugh, I hate people.
Men are the worst.
They're disgusting. Not all men.
Not all men. Hashtag not all men.
It's been a rough week. You know, people are dying and...
Men are out there being disgusting.
You know, it's...
Oh yeah, Kobe. He died.
And his daughter and a bunch of seven other people.
Yeah.
But you know, it is very sad, but Kobe also did rape someone.
Did he? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't know a lot about him. Cause I don't really watch basketball.
I don't either. But I mean, that doesn't negate the fact that he died and it's sad. But he also literally sexually assaulted someone.
That's messed up. And
like some people are talking about it, but it's also, like, nobody talked about it when it happened, and now people are I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Like... I mean, that's how it, like, it always goes, though.
Oh, and, like, isn't it fucked up? Because you hear that, TMZ released it before the family even knew that anything had happened. Wow. So that's how they found out, was, like, because TMZ leaked that shit.
I mean, I'm not surprised, because it's, like, the paparazzi are, like, the worst.
It's just fucked up. Like, you can't just do that.
Yeah. Dang.
Media,
what do you got?
So I'm going to talk about this Milwaukee, well, I guess she's in Illinois, but this local painter, her name is Danielle Gross, one of our friends. I got a piece for her. A piece from her for Amanda's birthday.
It's my most treasured artwork.
It's very cool art. You can find her on Instagram at Danny G Doodle. She's on Facebook as well. It's very like abstract. How would you describe it? Like,
it's just like fun. I don't know.
It's colorful, like, vibrant.
Yeah, she's just an amazing girl, and everything she puts out is amazing. Like, every time I log into Instagram, because she was doing this like 100-day art challenge, so she was making art for like 100 days in a row, yeah. Which is insane. Like, props to her for doing that.
And every piece was, like, great.
Every piece was so unique and amazing and, like, different.
I don't know how she comes up with all those ideas. I don't get it, but very talented.
Please follow her. Like, she deserves it.
She'll do any piece you ask her and she'll do it. And she has commissions. And it's not even, like, bad pricing. Like,
no, it's very reasonable.
Yeah, like, very. And, like, when I told her my idea, I was like, I don't know what I really want. I was like, Amanda likes aliens. I was like, I just want something, you know, cool. And she made it, and I was like, this is perfect.
It was, yeah, when I got it, I was so happy. I was like, oh my god.
She's just very talented, so you should just check her out. Hopefully we'll get her on the podcast one of these days.
Hopefully. Danielle, come on our podcast. We love you.
I know she wants to come on. It's just a matter of timing and like, schedules.
When we're all in the same place.
Yeah, we were supposed to have Cora on today's episode, but you know...
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
Life's got its... Life's got its...
Difficulties?
It's punch out for us. I don't know.
It's punch out.
Isn't there, like, a phrase?
We rescheduled this podcast, like, 3 different times.
Like, so many times. It's just, every day I'm like, okay, I can record, and then something pops up and I'm like, well, fuck, now I can't record, like, I'm not home, and like everything just keeps happening.
Everything's happening so fast.
And I'm like, I just need a minute to take a deep breath.
Right. Meditation minute. That's all. Do it.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Breathe in. Out through your nose. I can't do it because I'm sick. Okay. In through your mouth. Out through your nose. One more time. In through your mouth. Out through your nose. How do we feel?
The same.
Yep. It wasn't a full minute, so you know.
It was like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So you want to do that for at least 80 minutes.
And just think of nothing.
Not a single thing. If you start to think about something,
you're doing it wrong.
Just take some Xanax. You want to talk about your media?
Yeah. Okay, so my media is Mary Oliver. She is a poet. I really like her. She kind of talks about, like, human relationships and, like, just, like, going through it. But it's not necessarily, like, a negative thing. Like, she doesn't talk about it in, like, a negative way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just really interesting. And a lot of her work is just kind of, like, an easy read. Like, you know how some poets you read and you're like, you have to read it a lot and be like, what are they talking about? You have to, like, decipher it. I don't think a lot of her work is like that. But I've been reading her book, or her collection of poems, Dreamwork. It's right here.
Dreamwork.
It's really good, and I really, really enjoy her. I'm gonna read one,
if that's okay. That's perfect.
Okay. This one's called Dogfish.
Okay.
Some kind of relaxed and beautiful thing kept flickering in with the tide and looking around. Black as a fisherman's boot, with a white belly. If you ask for a picture, I would have to draw a smile under the perfectly round eyes and above the chin, which was rough as a thousand sharpened nails. And you know what a smile means, don't you? I wanted the past to go away. I wanted to leave it like another country. I wanted my life to close and open like a hinge, like a wing, like a part of the song where it falls. Down over the rocks, an explosion, a discovery. I wanted to hurry into the work of my life. I wanted to know whoever I was alive for a little while.
Same.
It was evening and no longer summer. Three small fish, I don't know what they were, huddled in the highest ripples. As it came swimming in again, effortlessly, the whole body, one gesture, one black sleeve, that could fit easily around the bodies of three small fish. I also wanted to be able to love, and we all know how that goes, don't we? Slowly. The dogfish tore open the soft basins of water. You don't want to hear the story of my life. And anyway, I don't want to tell it. I want to listen to the enormous waterfalls of the sun. And anyway, it's the same old story. A few people just trying one way or another to survive. Mostly, I want to be kind. And nobody, of course, is kind or mean for a simple reason. And nobody gets out of it having to swim through the fires to stay in this world. And look, look, look. I think those little fish better wake up and dash themselves away from the hopeless future that is bulging towards them. And probably, if they don't waste time looking for an easier world, they can do it.
Ooh, I like that.
Right? It's, like, fun. I feel like you would really like it.
Maybe I should read it.
Yeah.
Look, look, look.
Look, look, look.
I like the part where it's, like, where she was, like, you don't want to hear the story of my life, and I don't want to tell
it. I know, that was my favorite part, too.
Like, I get that. I feel that as you guys are listening to the story of my life, and I'm telling it, I feel that.
Every time I go to work at Exclusive Company, I, like, talk with the customers, and I'm like, you don't care about me. I'm, like, talking to them, and I'm like, I can see in your eyes, you don't care. about who I am and what I'm saying.
I know. It's the worst when you're talking to someone and you're like telling them a story and you can just see how much they don't care.
You can see them like try to like run away and you're like,
you just keep talking because you don't know what to do.
No.
I like that a lot. Check her out. Mary Oliver.
Mary Oliver. Yeah. I was just like online and I like kept seeing quotes of hers like pop up and kept being like, oh, this is really good. Who is this? And it was like, Mary Oliver. Oh no, Sydney's dying over there.
Yeah, I'm a little sick myself.
We both going through it.
And my TMJ's been acting up like crazy.
Oh no.
My jaw is like, stop. And I'm like, I'm trying.
Oh, Sydney McBee.
I have one more piece of media.
Ooh.
It's a little bit of a self-serving purpose that I'm doing right now, but I just released one of my short films on my YouTube channel, Gay Riots, called Phantasmagoria, that stars Amanda.
Whoa.
Did you know that you starred in it?
I can't believe it. When did I do this?
Oh, well, about a year ago, I spent like a year working on this film. It's about this girl, Elise, whose girlfriend had died, and she's like hasn't really mourned the loss, and the relationship that they had was very, very toxic and abusive. And she like takes this pill and she starts,
it's up for interpretation
whether or not the pill is what's making her hallucinate, but she starts to hallucinate her girlfriend, her dead girlfriend. And it's just about, you know, a story of grief and mourning a toxic person, but like knowing that you still loved them.
Yeah, it's a really good film. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
It's really filmed, like, so beautifully. And, like, everything you did, like, all the hard work is, like, it definitely shows.
I mean, nobody watches it, but it's on my YouTube channel, so give it a little look.
Give it a look. Give it a like. Maybe a comment.
Maybe a comment. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what you want to see. I got films to make, but I don't know what to do, so you give me your ideas and I'll do it. Send me a script, I'll make it. Check it out, Gay Riots.
Check it out, it's so good
on YouTube.
Phantasmagoria.
You can while you're there, just check out some of my other films.
Yeah, why not? And then
why don't you go to YouTube.com/upandover and check out our videos on there as well.
I don't think that's the actual web address.
I don't know what it is, but it's up and over on YouTube as well, where you can check out our YouTube videos.
We make YouTube videos. We haven't in a while.
We took a little bit of a hiatus.
It's just because, you know,
it's because our schedules don't match. I work nights.
It's very sporadic.
Yeah, Amanda's schedule's a little messed up. My schedule's like, I'm a very busy gal. I've always got stuff to do, places to be, people to see. And I'm still not content. So what's that about? If anyone is a therapist and
please
wants to
diagnose
give us some free help, we'll take
it. Please.
We can't afford real therapy.
I need something. My mom's gonna listen to this and be like, please get some help.
I'm trying to, Mom. You know what? Free therapist.
Cheryl Hammond, shout out to her. She's our number one fan. She listens to every episode.
She is
a true homie. Love you, girl.
She's a true homie. You know, she's a great mom.
She really is. Oh. I'm so glad that I have her in my life. I really appreciate her.
Oh.
She just, she thinks she, like, pulled a muscle, or, like, the doctors think she pulled a muscle.
Oh, no.
I think that's what she told me. That sounds right. But, she's hurting right now, so give her your thoughts and prayers. If you pray for Cheryl Hammond to get better.
That's so nice. Yeah, let's pray for Cheryl Hammond. I mean, not right now, but do it if you want to.
If you want to.
We would appreciate it.
Yeah, I would. And I'm sure she would, too.
Because, honestly, she's done a lot for me as well. And I'm not even her kid.
She's just, you know, she's one of the good ones.
She's a good one. Love ya. So our topic for today is...
social media.
Whoa!
How do we feel about it? Is it good? Is it bad?
I think there's good and there's bad. Yeah.
I definitely agree. Here's my thing. I never got that Instagram thing where it was like, you don't see the likes. Like, I've always been able to see the likes, and I know they're still, like, testing it out, taking away the likes on Instagram. I hate that.
Wait, what?
They want to take away being able to see likes on Instagram.
Oh. Hmm.
I would hate that. The whole point... I get it. Instagram could be bad for your mental health. I get a lot of people have a weird thing with Instagram and the likes and whatnot, but I've worked really hard on my Instagram.
Yeah, so the thing is, you just wouldn't be able to see who likes it?
You wouldn't be able to see how many likes there are or anything. Like, all the likes would be gone.
Hmm.
I don't even know if you on your personal account could see the likes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get that, but it's like, at this point, that's like what Instagram is about. And if they take that away, I feel like someone's just gonna make another app where you can like it.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
people are just gonna go to that.
Yeah, I personally am like, I get it, get why they do it. They want to do it, you know, mental health reasons for, like, young women and, like, teens. But also, like, you can't blame social media for the insecurities of people.
No.
Yeah, it's part of it, but it's just society. There's going to be insecurities no matter what. Back when we didn't have Instagram, I was still insecure. We got MySpace.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's always something.
There's always gonna be a social media that makes you insecure, and it's just the way it is.
Yeah. We just gotta change as a society.
And I honestly don't think it's ever gonna happen. I mean, insecurity is a big part of life.
Yeah, it's true.
But, I don't know. For the most part, I'm a fan of social media. I think social media is a good way to connect to people. I used to use social media a lot more than I have been lately.
Yeah.
Like, I barely even look at my Instagram and stuff anymore, but that's just because, like, it's like I'm old, I'm tired.
I'm old, I'm tired, I got a bedtime.
But, I like seeing what people are doing, and...
Yeah.
I mean, I used to get FOMO sometimes, so I get the FOMO aspect of it, and it's like, I get why it's unhealthy, but at the end of the day, a lot of that is just on yourself.
That is true. And yeah, I've been using social media, like, more now than I ever have in, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's interesting. I wouldn't say that I'm, like, a fan of social media, just because... I don't know. I think it just, like, gets to your head sometimes. Like, I feel more healthier when I'm not on social media, you know? Because then it's just, like, I'm just with myself. And, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I just think I have, like, a hard time. I don't see a lot of people anymore. Like, I've definitely been a lot more of a homebody lately. But it is still, and I don't get to talk to my friends that much, so it's nice to see, like, what they're up to. And,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I know it's all, like, a facade, like, people just show, like, their happy moments or whatever.
But it's still, like, nice to see, you know?
Yeah, like...
And it's, like, that's kind of, like, what pictures are about, which is what Instagram is, yeah. Specifically. But, yeah, I get it. I do like keeping up with people. Especially because, like, when you see them out, you can be like, oh, I saw that you went to, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, how was that? And that's, like, a conversation starter or whatever.
And you're like, oh, ooh.
And people are like, oh, you follow me. You care.
And I don't know. Yeah. I just, like, I like to be connected.
Yeah.
But not in a real way.
Social media is nice. Especially because, like, you just get to, like, know about things that you wouldn't necessarily know about otherwise. Like, before the internet. Like, things that are, like, happening around the world, you know?
Well, and that's, like, I really like Facebook because I love the events page on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, same. Like, I could never delete my Facebook just because it's so cool to, like, see the events that are, like, going on in your, like...
Like, community.
Community and stuff.
That's how I find half the stuff I go to now is through Facebook.
Same here.
And...
I do like the group messenger app.
Oh, too. Yeah. Like, I would never get rid of the... Like, the messenger app. I don't even, like, text anymore. I use the messenger app.
Same.
I stopped really using Snapchat for the most part,
though. Oh, yeah. I don't use it, like, at all, except to, like, talk to my parents. I got my parents on Snapchat. Every time I tell people that, they're like, what? They're like, ugh, disgusting. And I'm like, it's not that bad.
It's like, what are you posting on your Snapchat?
I'm like oof, I got nothing to hide.
That's the other thing. People are like, well... You're not your real self. And I'm like, well, those are just liars. Like, for the most part, I think I'm a very open person, on social media and in real life.
Yeah.
I got nothing to hide. I'm not trying to hide who I am. And I'm very outspoken on Facebook. I am one of those people who, I don't know. I hate when people are like, why do you start political arguments on Facebook? And I get why people, like, it doesn't change anything, but sometimes it does. Like, people are so stupid. Like, and, like, if I can go and I see someone and I'm like, well, this article is not right. Like, I'm going to comment and be like, this article is wrong. It doesn't make sense. And then I'll comment, like, a good article or whatever. And, like, people are like, well, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't want, like, if you think it's stupid, like, I'm going to speak my mind. I'll do it in person, too.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you're going to post something like that on Facebook, you gotta be willing to see it from, like, all perspectives.
You're asking,
like,
for a reply.
Yeah.
Like, you want someone to say something, and I'm
you're
gonna
not just
say
like,
it.
Oh, look at this. Like, just to have it on my timeline. Like, pfft. Okay.
Yeah, and it's also, like, it's, like, a lot of people are just, they just don't keep up with things. Like, they're just not watching the news, or they're not, you know, looking in deeper, and I'll do the research for them, and I'll give it to them, and they can read it, like...
Yeah.
Just, I'm a very person, like, stay informed, and...
I just think it's, like, crazy how some people can't, like, look at things from, like, a different perspective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they see things, like, the way that they've always seen it, and they just, like... They won't take anybody else's opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just like, that's so crazy to me.
It's also just like, excuse me, I just burped. It's just like, some people are just so naive.
Yeah.
There's nothing that pisses me off more than an old person who's like in their 40s or 50s who is like, when they talk about student debt forgiveness, and they're like, well, had to pay my loans, and it's like, yeah, your loans are like half of what we have to pay.
Yeah.
And it's also like, just because you had to pay your loans, like, why do you want others to suffer? Either way, it's gonna boost the economy.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get better jobs, and it's like, great, you suffered, why do you want others to suffer? Like,
those people, like, really, like, get on my nerves when they're like, everyone should suffer. They should go through what I've gone through. And it's like, why do you think like that? Shouldn't we try to better ourselves as a society, as, like, a whole? Like,
yeah, like, make it easier for people. Like, I don't want my kids to
it's
suffer.
Like, yeah, I didn't want you to suffer either.
It's
I'm
not
sorry
our
that
fault.
Happened.
Yeah,
like,
or they're like, oh, it, also when people are like, well, millennials and the younger generation are just lazy. Like,
oh my
fuck,
God.
We are.
Oh! That fucking pisses me off so much, because I've worked with some older people that have said that to me a lot, and they'll be like, oh, millennials, and they'll, like, completely shit on them, and then they'll be like, oh, but you're not like that, you're different, and I'm like, Literally, so are so many other. You're talking about, like, maybe, like, what? The 1% of millennials that, like, suck ass. And you know what? I fucking hate them, too.
Yeah, like, do you think I'm not sitting here judging rich kids?
Yeah.
I'm fucking judging the rich kids. But I'm not judging every person that I know in my social circle who works, like, 2 jobs, who never sleeps, who has to drop out of school just to pay off the loans of their school, who don't even get to finish school because they can't afford it.
Yeah, it's like, it's not fair. It's not right. And it's, but like, it is what it is.
Don't sit here and tell me that you worked harder than me.
Yeah, because you definitely haven't.
And like,
and it's like, you don't even know what the job economy is like. Like,
I'm like, have you?
It's so shitty. I've talked to Mike, my boss from my photography job, about this, and he was like super like understanding about it. And he was like, yeah, millennials really got it like rough, because it's like a lot of jobs don't have like the benefits and stuff, because it's like, you're not gonna get the hours, and if you do, it's gonna be like really taxing hard labor, and you're not gonna get like anything you want out of a job, basically.
Literally, we are all so we have to
like compromise, and we're working like 5 part-time jobs that we hate, but we gotta make our fucking rent.
And like, we can't even make and like, it's just like, and people don't take account for like inflation and shit. No, like, it's like minimum wage back then could cover shit.
Yeah.
Minimum wage now can't cover anything.
Like, literally.
It's just fucked up. I'm just so sick of people being like, they're not working hard enough. We are working. And they're like, well, you're ruining the economy.
Because like,
you're not going to restaurants and you're not doing that. I'm like, we can't afford a restaurant.
I can barely afford my groceries.
I can't afford my groceries. I'm right now $500 in credit card debt just so I can eat.
Yeah.
And like, pay our like electric so we're not living in 50 degree weather.
Yeah.
And it's just bad.
It's bad out here, y'all.
And you think we're not sitting here trying to get better jobs? I'm sitting here applying. We just said we applied to 125 jobs. Are you saying we're not working hard?
This is our rant.
Like, I just, it makes me so angry, because it's like, and then my mom said the other day, she was like, well, no one, like, the white old men are really, really prejudiced against, I don't know what she, I can't remember the first thing she said, but I was like, okay, like, how? Like,
wait, prejudice against,
she was like, well, no, he was like, she was like, well, my stepfather couldn't get a job because he was like, he's old. And I'm like, well, he, like, I'm like, okay, but like, you really think he's got it harder than like the black woman who can't get, who hasn't had a job like her whole life, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fucked up.
It's messed up. I'm sick of it. I just want a job that I can work full time and pay my rent, pay my bills, and maybe have like a little extra spending money so I can like have some fun, you know? Is that too much to ask?
It's like, what's fun?
What is fun?
Excuse me.
I don't want to be working third shift. Ugh.
I work till midnight every night.
It sucks.
And I'm like, I'm tired.
The job I got the most money at was like my literal hell. Like, like every day I would wake up and I'd be so depressed. I was gaining so much weight and I was just not having a good time. And all of like my coworkers there were all like old men who are very sexist, and I was like taking out the trash and they were like, wow, you're the first woman to have ever done this. They're like, wow. And I'm like, oh, it's like, it's not that big of a deal.
I'm like, I know several women who take the trash out.
I'm like, oh, I'll be taking out the trash at like exclusive company, my record store, and people like on the street will be like, oh, they got you doing this. And I'm like,
who else?
What the fuck? Like, yeah, they got me doing this. What? Like, who else?
Who else is gonna take out the fucking trash? How about you come in the store and then you take out the trash if you have something to say about taking out the trash?
I hate it.
I'm just over the older generations making me feel like I'm lazy. I'm not fucking lazy. Don't tell me I'm lazy.
Yeah, literally.
Don't tell me I'm not working. And also, don't tell me I'm not informed.
Yeah.
I read the news. I'm very active in my in politics. Like,
Sydney is.
I know really what's good going on. And you don't tell it. Me that I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Let's move on to Do You Confront Them or Not? Our new segment.
Whoa!
All right. You see a woman drop $50 on the ground, and a teen boy picks it up and steals it right in front of your eyes. He doesn't give it back to her. He doesn't go, excuse me, ma'am. You drop this money. Do you confront him or do you not?
So he just picks it up. He doesn't, like, run away. He's just, like, chilling.
He's just, like, walking.
Okay.
He's, like, she's... Let's say she's, like, 20 feet in front of you. She drops it. He's, like, 5 feet behind her. He picks it up. And she's, like, walking. And he's, like, walking. But he... Let's say he makes a turn. Like, a right turn.
Okay. I guess it depends on, like, how threatening he looks.
That's true.
Like, if, say we got into a physical altercation, could I push him over?
Maybe.
Like, am I strong enough?
Well, he's a teenage boy.
So he's a teenage boy. There's some...
There are some strong... He's like a...
He lanky? He built? He swole?
Let's say he's like a skater boy.
Okay. I feel like I could push a skater boy over. Yeah, I'd confront him.
I think I might not, like, go up to him, but I might shout, hey, that man just stole your money, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
That sounds safer.
Because I don't want to, I also, or maybe I'd, like, come up, because I have, like, a little alarm on my keychain. Maybe I'd put it in my hand, and I'd be like, I saw you pick up that money. But I guess the woman did drop the money, and she's not careful enough to look out.
I've also dropped my money before, though.
Yeah, I've dropped money, too, and I would be a person who'd pick it up and give it back to them.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not my money. I didn't earn it.
They dropped it. I saw them drop it. Like, yeah.
It's like, I would also just be like, shoot. What would you do? I'm always like, is John Quiñones, like, watching me? Like, I need to, even if I don't really want to give this money back, I'm gonna, because what if there's cameras on? You know?
I feel, I always give the money back whenever I see someone drop it, or even, like, if I don't know who it is, yeah. I'll, like, turn it into, like, the lost and found, or, like, the authorities, which is, like...
It depends how much it is. If I found, like, a $10 bill on, like, the ground and there's no one around...
Oh...
I'd just take it. Because who are you going to turn that into?
Yeah, I guess if there's, like, no other place to turn it into, I have... Because I've, like, seen, like, dollar bills on the street before, yeah. And I'm just, like, pocketed
it. But if I found, like, $300 on the ground, I might bring that to, like, the police station, being like, I found this money on the ground.
Yeah.
Because I'd also be worried about, like, is it fake?
Oh, that's true.
Like, am I going to get arrested for using this money?
Then you're like, well, I just found it on the street.
And it's like, who's going to believe that? Nobody believes us millennials.
It's true. We're just lazy. We definitely didn't earn it.
We didn't earn the money. We just asked for it. It was a handout. All right, here's one. The bartender waters down drinks right in front of you.
We say, good. Just kidding.
We say, everybody needs a little bit of H2O.
We're in Wisconsin, so everyone's an alcoholic.
Would you confront them?
The bartender?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't. I'd just be like, I'm not buying drinks here.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, whatever.
I don't think I'd say anything either. Bartenders kind of creep me out. They intimidate me.
They intimidate you?
I don't know why. I'm just like, a bartender is cool.
Some bartenders intimidate me, but a lot of them don't. And I genuinely think that that's just because a lot of the times I'm taller than them.
I'd be pissed though if I got a drink and it was watered down.
I'd be like...
I guess I don't know if I would even notice. Yeah, if I didn't see it happen,
you wouldn't notice.
I don't think I would know.
Because sometimes, like, you get, like, a really strong drink, and you're like, oh, that bartender put something extra in there. And then, like, when it's not strong, you're just like, oh, okay.
It's just normal. Drink. Yeah. I don't think I would confront them.
Yeah.
But I think I would probably not go back there again, yeah.
To that same bartender, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
All right, well... We had a pretty good show for y'all today.
We really were ranting.
We were depressed, and I hope we didn't bum you out. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit us up on Facebook. You can find me, Gay Riots, on Instagram.
You YouTube. Can find me at Amanda Hammond with 2 A's on Instagram.
She's gonna be an Insta baddie.
2 A's in the front. I should clarify.
Amanda Hammond.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks to Graham Zima and Zima Podcasting. Love ya.
Wait, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Comment, like, subscribe.
Please, y'all, give us some questions. What should we talk about?
Give us questions, topics. You got a good confront them or not scenario? Send it over.
Yeah, come on. Help us out with our podcast.
Our podcast.
You want to be featured on it?
Give us a little message and we'll see what we can do.
And we'll say, fuck no. Just kidding.
We'll say, maybe, what you got? All right.
All right.
Love you.
Sorry. I totally forgot our outro for a second. I was going to say later, lassies.
Later, lassies.
Love you, hunties. Peace.